Simen Tov Lamed Zayin Sif Gemo. Hamaskir Bayis L'Chaveri B'Cheskas Baduk. A person rents an apartment or a house with the assumption that the house has already been checked for chametz. For example, like we've mentioned in the previous sifim, let's say he rents a house on Yud Dalet in the day, and the Iker Chiyuv is on the masker, and he assumes that the masker did his Iker Chiyuv and checked for chametz already. What does he discover? V'nimtza she'ein ebodek. He finds out that the house has not been checked, and he wants to rescind from the deal. He wants to get a new house, and he doesn't want to check for chametz, and he doesn't want to rent this house any longer. What's the halacha? The halacha is no. Ala soicha livdoik ve'ena mekach tois. Anytime there's a flaw discovered in an item that's being acquired or rented, to determine whether or not the flaw is significant enough to make it worthy of being a mekach tois, to nullify the deal, we always analyze. Is this flaw the type of flaw that would have deterred the soicher, the koiner, the lekeach from making the kinyan? Had he known that this flaw existed, he would have chosen not to acquire it. Or is he using the flaw as an excuse to relinquish himself from the deal because he found a better deal, a more beautiful apartment, and he just wants to pin the bitul hamekach on the fact that there is this flaw. So in this case, we're just going to say that that's indeed what's happening, that this is not the type of flaw that would deter the soicher from having rented this apartment on Pesach had he known it was there. Even in a case where the soicher is the custom of the place is to hire workers to check the house for chametz and to clean it for chametz, even in such a circumstance where he's going to pay money out of pocket to perform this mitzvah of bedikas chametz, it's still not a mekach tois. Shehari mitzvah hu oise. An incredible machaber here. That because it's a mitzvah, we know that the stam das of every Yehudi is not to be misnaged to mitzvah so much that they would back out of a deal because they have to, they're required to do a mitzvah. That is to say that a mitzvah and of bedikas chametz, even if he has to pay money out of pocket, according to the Mechaber, are not grounds to nullify the deal and make the deal a mekach tois. Says the Rama, V'yeshomer d'tzorech l'hachzir l'schar ha'bedika, ho v'hisne behedje sh'yeh baduk. Says the Rama that, you're right, Mechaber, it's not a mekach tois, but if they expressed explicitly that the house would be checked for chametz, then the schar bedika, the expenses of checking the apartment and the house, are indeed going to be placed on the masker. Now, understand the root of this machloikis between the machaber and the ramah. Does the masker have to pay, or does the soicher have to pay for the expenses? The Mishnah Berurah explains that according to the machaber, since in the end of the day, by the soicher paying the workers to do the bedik and beer, he's not in any way benefiting or giving money, giving hanah to the maskir, and he's only benefiting himself, he will get the mitzvah. So he cannot claim that money from the maskir. Whereas the Rama holds that sof, he did not intend when he made this deal to be moichel the expenses of the bedika and forgive the maskir from having to pay them. And that you can assume that the maskir is obliged in the contract to pay for the expenses of Bedika because it was going to be Becheskas Baduk. Now this din of the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah says, is only in a case where there was direct reference to the fact that the house would be Baduk, and if they just never mentioned anything about Bedika, they rented the apartment without any, with no terms, no clear terms about Bedikas Chametz, then even the Ramah is Moida that the expenses of the Bedika are on the Soicher. The Bir Halacha discusses that when there is direct reference, explicit reference to the Bedikas Chametz, then there's a question in the Rishonim whether or not maybe everybody agrees that there's a Mekach Tois, that it's considered like a Tnai Behedya, that it's Kilu, the Masker said, I'm only renting this apartment to you under the grounds that I will make sure to have it be checked. Or no, or even if there is direct reference to the fact that the house is a checked house for Pesach, still, it's not going to be Mekach Tois. Bir Halacha says, Tzorach Iyun Medina. Now, the Halacha, says the Mishnah Berurah, is actually like the Mechaber, not like the Ramah. Because of a din of Kimle, there's an interesting din in Shechoshen Mishpat, that any time we have a dispute, two people have a dispute, and it's a dispute in Halacha of Chayshim Mishpat where there is on the side of the person who's the nitan, the person who we're trying to be moitzi mammon from, we're trying to take money from his hands. If there is a legitimate opinion that holds like him in Halacha, he's able to claim, I hold like this opinion, I hold like the mechaber, I hold that it's upon the soicher to pay for the expenses of the bedikah, you're not benefiting me, and therefore you cannot be mitzi mammon from me. And that din of kimle applies here as well, and therefore would always enable the maskir to be exempt from paying for the bedikas chametz. Sif dale, bayis shehuchsuk shleg bodkoi has maskir, a house that we see is not been checked by the masker, not just because the masker we saw was busy the whole Erev Pesach and clearly did not go home and take the time to check, but even in the cases the Mishnah Berurah where we see chametz around in the house and it's clear that he didn't check. V'amru isha oy ever oy katan anu bad kanu hari elu ne'manim, and the Isha, or the Eved, or Katan even, assuming he's a Ben Chinuch, they say, we checked, then they are believed that they checked, and you can rely on the fact that they checked. The chametz that you saw does not indicate that the house has chametz throughout the house, and is not Becheskas chametz. Now, this is only in a case when there's bittul that has already been done. And the chiyuv bedikah is a chiyuv midrabanan. Whereas if there's a chiyuv midraisa, then you'd have to check again. But in this chiyuv midrabanan of bedikah, they are neman because they're able to check for chametz. Even though lechachila men are asked to do the bedikah because of the difficulties of checking for chametz, but b'di'eved, for sure, they are entrusted to do the bedika, and they've said that they did the bedika, and no further bedika needs to be done. It says the Mechaber, "V'hu she'e katan she'esh b'das livdoik." This katan has to have enough das to check for chametz that you can rely on his bedika. He has to be like the Mishnah Berurah says, "She'igia lechinuch." Machlokes when that what age that is exactly, but he has to reach the gil chinuch in order to be trusted for bedikas chametz and be trusted.